welcomes this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
That's a great word. Got that? So God's been talking to us this morning about deepening, forming a deeper relationship with Jesus through prayer, through praying, listening, through reading the word, spending time, effort, diligence, faith. And what Rose has just brought us this morning is about believing what God is saying, believing his word, speaking what he says, and responding. You know, this church has been called to be a church of response. That means we respond. We're constantly responding to God. We're constantly responding to the Spirit of God speaking to us. And we need to be a church of response. That's why we've all got to change, me included. We all have to change to be like Jesus. Jesus was constantly responding all through his life, constantly responding to the Father, to the Spirit, actually, to the Holy Spirit. And God is speaking to us as a church. I want you to be a church of responders, full of response, full of life. Full of life. Full of response. That we're not afraid to respond, that we are responders in faith. And God loves it. God really loves it. That's a great word. Let's welcome Wayne. Give him a warm welcome. He's going to bring a word this morning. So all three of them have been praying and seeking God. So what we're hearing this morning is what God is speaking to us as a church this morning. So get ready to receive this one as well then.
Oh, I'm really panicking here, so you have to bear with me. Right, it's just, where are we today in our Christian walk? I mean, you know, do you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think about is like God and what he's provided you and what he's going to provide you? Or do you just get up and make your cup of tea, wander around and then think about it a little bit later? Obviously, we need to really start getting our mindset in the right place, because there will be a time when he's going to come back. And if you're not ready, God help you, you know what I mean? But, you know, I just want to read out Romans 12, verse 2. In order to live like this, you cannot also live according to the standards of the world around you. You need a completely different mindset so that you are certain of God's will for your life and are prepared to put his will into action. For his will is good. It pleases him because he is perfect. Right now, reading that verse there, I mean, the word that sticks out to me is perfect. You know what I mean? I mean, we all know Jesus was perfect. I mean, you know, he was sinless, he was righteous. I mean, you know, he went up on the cross and he took our sins, you know what I mean? Who else is going to do something like that? You know, that's how wonderful that man was and is. Right? I mean, and how many of us sort of walk, you know, we talk the talk and we come here, like going on what Anita was saying. You know, we come here on a Sunday, everyone sits there and it's all, yay! And then as the week goes on, it waters down and waters down and waters down until sort of later on in the week you're too busy with yourself, you know what I mean, and you forget, you know, what God's trying to tell you, you know. So we've really got to start sort of walking the walk a little bit, you know. And you know, at the time he's fast approaching when the Lord will return, and you've got to be in the right place, not just mentally, we've got to be there physically, not just as individuals, right, not just as Christians, as a church we've got to be in the right place. You know, and I mean, you know, it's not just Pastor Paul's job, right, and the elders of the church to push this church forward. Right? We've all got responsibilities to do this, right, because we're all Christians, right? If we're practicing Christians, we've got to get out there and push this church forward, right? You know, it's no good relying on them to do it all the time, because they can't be there all the time. We've got to take responsibility. Right? I mean, you know, it's like when, you know, and because of all of this, right, we've got to train ourselves, right? We're going back to what Pastor Jonathan Croft was saying the other week about the army thing, about training yourself, getting yourself ready. You know, it's like if you bump into someone in the street and they say, and you say, well, look, you know, you've got to know about Jesus, right? And he turns around to you and says, yeah, well, my brother died in a motorbike accident next week. What do you mean, tell me about Jesus? You've got to have a reply for him. You've got to be able to stand there confidently in front of him and let him know. Let him tell him what, you know, you've just got to know where you're at. You know, It's just, you know, I was going rabbiting on and that. But anyway, so, I mean, it's like, you know, the ones of us that, you know, when we've got, like, the guys out here who've got kids or, like, young kids, you know what I mean? It's like, even with at their age, we need to start getting their minds in the right place. Yeah, give it, like, you can give them memory verse. Give them one a week. And then give them a little treat at the end of the week if they remember it. You know what I mean? So it's enjoyable for them. You know what I mean? Something that's appropriate for them that they're going to want to learn. You know what I mean? Little things like that can help. You know what I mean? Because, like, them things is like riding a bike. Once you learn them verses, right, they stick in the back of your mind and they, you know what I mean? You just remember them. I mean, it's, you know, it's... people in the world, they just don't know about Jesus. And a lot of them have this conception that they come to church and it's boring, right? You know, and that's why a lot of kids won't come to church. It's boring, you know what I mean? When you go, but they just don't know. Jesus ain't boring. He can be fun. He can, like, you know what I mean? He's an amazing fella, you know what I mean? And we, you know, we've got to get this across to him, you know, like the kids. You know, it's just, we've just got to tell him it ain't boring. The one thing Jesus isn't is boring. You know what I mean? He might be, he's loving, he's righteous, he's loyal, you know what I mean? But he ain't boring. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you, I'll bring any non-believer in here, right, and say, tell me this is boring. Because, like, if he does, there's something wrong with the geezer anyway, you know what I mean? And I don't mind standing here, right? Do you know what? I'm in love with Jesus at the minute. And I ain't queer or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm proper in love with Jesus, you know what I mean? I think he's just an amazing person, you know? I just want to read out... where is it? We'll get there. I'm panicking now, you know what I mean? Right, Colossians 4, verse 5 and 6. Colossians, yeah, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. You have to be wise in the way you behave towards unbelievers and to make the most of every opportunity you have to share the gospel with them. You will need to be gracious in the way that you speak and be able to answer the questions asked of you. Your words can come as salt to bring seasoning into tasteless lives. Now, you know what I mean? It's like, I just think of, you know, when you get a bit of chicken, a bit of chicken's a bit of chicken, isn't it? You know what I mean? But you put them old spices on it and, you know what I mean? And it ain't the same bit of chicken no more. You know what I mean? And it's the same sort of thing. When you get, you know, if you explain Jesus to someone properly, right, it's just like brings him to life. You know what I mean? Which is, you know, which is what we've got to do. Right, now I'm going to really bore you with some of my poems. I'll read a couple this week. I've just had a mad week of writing poems this week for some reason. All right, hang on a minute. Right, it's called From the Beginning to the End. When a river runs down a mountain pass, slowly first and then gets fast, a soft breeze blows across the plains and then it turns into hurricanes. A beautiful sunrise, a sunny haze, it can turn into a 100-degree blaze. A quiet word that you let out in a valley can turn into a shout. A beautiful sky, a red dawn. I see this clearly because I'm reborn. All of this is a major production. Oh, Jesus Christ, this is your seduction. All of these wonderful sights we see growing from the beginning. I close my eyes and I can now see Jesus grinning. All of this was given to me. All of this for me to see. All of this is a wonderful story. All of this because of God's glory. Everything we have given, and to cap it off, we've also been forgiven. Oh, Jesus Christ, I love you so. I just thought I'd let you know. Right, this one's You Are the Truth, and then I'll get out of your way. Do me 10 minutes. Right. Father God, you are life's fountain. You can turn a molehill into a mountain. You are our great provider. You are the world's final decider. Father God can open any doors. All of his righteousness is rightly yours. God can lift you to the ceiling. He can give you the power of healing. When God tells you to turn the other cheek, don't think this makes you weak. God wants you to worship his son's name. He never bestows you any blame. God will forgive and restore. All of this, it is his law. Jesus died on the cross. Don't make his sacrifice a total loss. Don't deny what he has done, all the battles that he has won. Jesus took our infirmities and our sickness. He took all of this with a quickness. Your life he can reimburse. He can take away any curse. Jesus, he is so amazing. Whole nations he is now changing. To spread his word, I will go to any length. I can do this because of his strength. Jesus, you are my proof. Jesus, you are the only truth.
Wow.
Three inspired words in about 30 minutes. That's enough to work on for the next week, I think. You know, what Wayne just shared there, Romans 12, it's probably one of the greatest keys that we need at this point, at this time. And it says there that Romans 12, verse 2, after we've offered our bodies up to the Lord as a living sacrifice, it says, in order to live like this, you cannot also live according to the standards of the world around you. You need a completely different mindset. The greatest problem that the Christian church faces is our mindset, is that we're thinking wrong. We don't think how God thinks. And that's the reason we have the Bible, and that's the reason God gives us, breathes upon us the Holy Spirit, so that we can begin to think in a new way. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to do his work, he wants to give us dreams and visions. He wants to speak to us out of his word so that our minds are thinking how he thinks. We begin to see things in a new light. And we have to then step out into what God's saying. I like what Nigel and Susanna are doing. They're stepping out in faith over a word that God's spoken to them for a number of years, but they're doing something. We've got to have spoken to them. And it may not be the place where they're going to end up being in Cambodia, but that's not the issue. Is they're stepping out by going into a place where that's part of the call, actually, to reach orphans and to minister in that way. And God's going to open up the next steps for them just as a result of them going. You know, yesterday some of us had the privilege of being able to go into the town centre to share the gospel. We stepped out. As a result of going, we met people. God gave us amazing opportunities yesterday to talk about Jesus with people and even pray for some people as well. We have to step out of our boat and do something different. And God wants to renew our minds. He wants to help us to see things in a different way. Joshua and Caleb, they saw things in a different way. They brought a report back when they went into the promised land. They said, this is a great land. Full of flowing with milk and honey. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. We can have it. In fact, Caleb said, we can take it. It's ours. The 10 other spies said, it's a great place, but it's full of giants. It's going to be very difficult to get in there. There's all these enemies in the land. And they gave a negative report. And God wants to change the way that we think and the way that we speak. Just listen to yourself. That's what I do sometimes. I listen to myself. That needs to change there. I'm thinking wrong. I'm speaking wrong. But if we will think how God thinks and begin to see how God sees, we'll begin to speak a different language. Begin to speak the words of God. And God wants that kind of response. As we've heard about that today, response. God wants us to respond with faith. We need to believe and speak and then respond in what God is saying. And the only person that can change us isn't your husband or your wife. Or your best mate. The only person that can change you is the Spirit of God. But you've got to want him to change you. I want God to change me some more. That's why I read a lot of the Word of God, because I want the Word to change me. I want to be like Jesus, and I want his glory to touch my life. And if we'll spend that time with God and develop our relationship, listen to his voice, just be still and quiet and listen to what he has to say to us, we'll begin to believe and begin to speak and respond in a new way. And we'll come into that right place that Wayne was talking about and have a right mindset. So we'll begin to see what God sees, and begin to speak what God speaks and see amazing things happen. Amen. Like we're going to lead people to Jesus. Before Christmas is here, we're going to lead numbers of people to Jesus. I'm speaking out what I see. I see people coming to Jesus. I just see them coming to him, whether it's through me or through you. I see us as a church leading people to Christ. I see many people coming to him. They're just waiting to hear the good news. They're actually waiting. They're saying, please show me the way. Please show me the way. I don't know what to do. I'm desperate. Please help me. I see people like that. That's the voice that's crying out in their hearts to God. And God's going to use us to actually lead them to Christ. He'll use you. He'll use me. He'll use anyone that's available. We have to respond to him, don't we? Let's just read that verse again out of the truth. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. You have to be wise in the way you behave towards unbelievers. You know, yesterday I was in the bandstand and I stuck this because I saw the guy was texting. He was an African man. He was texting and I thought, I'll just stuck a newspaper under his arm. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing like this? I said, I'm just putting a newspaper under your arm. And he said, well, I don't know anything about it. I said, well, let me tell you about it. But I see you were texting. I didn't want to disturb you. He said, I want to know what you're putting under my arm. So I got a great opportunity just to share the love of Jesus with him. I could have been put off because he was a bit aggressive, but I just smiled at him. And I said, it's got just great news for you in that paper. I want you to read it. And it turns out he's a backslidden believer. He's away from God. And I said, God's calling you back. What's your name? William, he says. Oh, my name's Paul. God's calling you, William, to come back to him. He said, oh, no, don't say that. I said, I am saying God's calling you to come back to him. You won't forget these words. God's calling you to come back to him because Jesus loves you and has got a plan for you. So he's stepping out. And it says here that we have to be wise in the way you behave towards unbelievers. Make the most of every opportunity you have to share the gospel with them. You'll need to be gracious in the way you speak, able to answer the questions asked of you. Your words can come as salt to bring seasoning into tasteless lives. Wow. So the words that we speak and the life that we carry is seasoning into people's lives. So it's the smell of life. That's what you're carrying this morning. The smell of Christ. Smells good. You know when someone has that a strong aftershave on them, that's not too overpowering, but just a good smell. Oh, that smells nice. I have to find out what that one was. Or a lady has a nice perfume, not an overpowering, but just a really pleasant perfume. You know, that's what we are to the world out there. We are to actually carry the seasoning, the smell of Christ in the way that we live, in the way that we behave, and in the way that we speak. God wants to help us, change us. Amen. We're going to break bread this morning. Part of the reason of breaking bread this morning is God wants to minister to each one of us this morning through one another. And that these different words that we've received this morning, that somehow God will help us to apply the words that we've had this morning. And as we break the bread and drink the cup, celebrate the Lord's victory, we're asking the Holy Spirit, please come and do a fresh new work in me and deepening my relationship with you and helping me to really believe and to speak and respond to you so your spirit can breathe into dry bones. If I've got a bit of dry, God, come and blow your wind afresh in me and cause me to be a breath of fresh air to others, and then cause me to come into the right place and have a right mind. We'll ask the Holy Spirit to do that. It says in Romans 12, 2, that he will transform us. Didn't say he'll transform your mind, although he'll do that. He said he will transform you through the renewing of your mind. He'll transform you. Anyone want to be transformed this morning into the likeness of Jesus? I know I do. I'm not satisfied where I am. I want to be more like Jesus. And I'm well aware of my shortcomings and my failings, but I'm very conscious of the greatness of God. And God wants us to be transformed into his likeness. Amen? Amen. And if we'll dare to believe him, he will transform you, transform me by the renewing of our minds, by meditating upon Jesus, thinking about him, fixing our eyes of faith upon him, and believing what his word says, what the Bible says. And as we do that, he will transform us. If you ask, he will transform you as a person and make you like Jesus. I find that very exciting. Amen. I haven't got to try and do it. What I do need to do is believe his word and meditate upon, look to him and let him speak to me and let him transform me. Let's have the communion table up, shall we? And if you want to turn with me to Romans 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we're just going to read out just a couple of scriptures as we break bread and celebrate that Jesus' victory, because it is a victorious celebration. This, when we every time that we break the bread and drink the cup, it's a celebration of what Jesus has done. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Are we all there? Are you ready for this? It says, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is what? Given. It's interesting, in the Greek, it doesn't say broken, it says given. It's very interesting, that is. This is my body, which is given. Very important difference, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are declaring and proclaiming the Lord's death. In other words, what he did for us when he died. You're proclaiming the Lord's death, his victory, till he comes again. That's what we're doing this morning. So that every word that God has spoken to us this morning, scriptures, truths that we've heard from Wayne and Anita and Rose, those truths that we've read about here this morning are going to become life to us. And God wants to seal it up as we celebrate this. And we're saying to the Lord this morning, Lord, I'm asking you to transform me by renewing my mind. The bit between your two ears, all right? God wants to transform us by the renewing of our mind with the truth. With the truth. You think back, the first time you gave your life to Jesus, when you got born again, you had a revelation of who Jesus Christ really was. You'd heard about him perhaps before, but when you, on that day you handed your life up, you had a revelation and you got transformed because you suddenly realized who he was for you, didn't you? And God wants to do that all through our lives. He wants to transform us through the renewing of our minds. So let's all stand, shall we? Let's stand. And what we're going to do is, I'll just explain this. For any of you that haven't given your life to Jesus this morning, you don't have to do this. This is for those that have actually given their lives to Christ and committed their lives to Jesus. And what we're doing is we're celebrating the Jesus' body broken for us. When Jesus broke his body, he broke the sin. He took our sins. He took our sicknesses. And he said, this is my body given for you. He actually gave his body.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.